Letting your body and mind relax in a comfortable position. Feel your body expanding and enjoying the relaxation. It's pleasurable as the body relaxes, and it's equally pleasurable, even more so, when the mind relaxes. Relaxes means giving up the things, the tensions that are bothering it. Giving it for now, just giving a time out to those worries and letting the mind relax in your presence. There's two ways we can do that when I say your presence. One is you can invoke in your buddhi, in your mind, that inner friend, that friend that is available to the people you care about in the world, or to your animals, or to your plants, or to your clients. That friendship is available. That same friendship, that inner friend, the one who gives the benefit of the doubt, the one who wants to help, the one who respects you. Evoking that inner friend toward your body and your mind, and the little ones inside. So just the buddhi alone, taking on that attitude, an attitude which is well known to you and available to you in the world, having that same attitude toward your body and your mind and the little ones inside. A lot of relative relaxation and peace to both body and mind. If we walk into a room, a group of people, and there's even one person in the room who really doesn't like you, would really rather that you would not be there, it's hard to be really relaxed. It immediately creates a certain tension in you. Just the presence of that disdainful person. The person who's disdainful toward you. On the other hand, if you walk into a room, and everyone in the room is either neutral or very happy to see you, you naturally, automatically relax. You feel welcomed, wanted, loved. You feel safe. You enjoy yourself. It's the same internally. If you have negative voices yapping at you all the time, usually interjects that you've picked up from childhood, critical voices, angry voices, resentful voices, you never do anything right, you're no good, you're not pretty enough, you're not handsome enough, you're not tall enough, you're not smart enough, you're not this enough, you're not that enough, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right, all these type of voices, whatever they may be, makes it next to impossible for your mind to relax. Internally, it's under attack. Internally, in a sense, you are under attack by the critical voices. When you invoke the inner friend, then the one inside is someone who cares about you, who respects you, who loves you, who wants to help. just invoke the inner friend and just see your body relax in that environment and your mind naturally relax. Allowing that relaxation to continue, gently focus the buddhi just on your own presence, just me, this conscious being that I am. And maybe you can notice that your buddhi, when you're invoking the inner friend, in the buddhi, you're actually invoking a mental state that is very close, resonates deeply with your own being. Just for this me, yourself, which is so still. Changeless, so grounded, but also so full, so whole, complete, non-judgmental, welcoming by nature, not by action. So we can as well say, let your body and your mind relax in the presence of your being. Let the buddhi itself relax in your presence. Let your presence become more dominant, more to the forefront. Letting whatever experiences are passing through the mind or whatever sounds we hear outside, just welcome them, allowing them to be. Any negative thoughts or emotional thoughts, whatever, rise up, just welcome them, allow them to be. The non-judgmental, welcoming, helpful attitude, non-rejecting attitude, accepting attitude, the buddhi enjoying the same disposition as yourself. The disposition of the inner friend, buddhi, is really mirrors closely the natural disposition of yourself. Every being is seeking, trying to come home to this natural disposition that is me, the natural disposition of myself. Because the mind is capable of so many different types of feelings and thoughts, sometimes the disposition of the mind is not resonant with me. I stay the same, I still illuminate. Nothing happens to me. But when the disposition of the mind becomes hostile, angry, judgmental, hurtful, sad, angry, whatever, and I take myself to be that mind, then I become someone that is not resonant with who I actually am. Which is very uncomfortable. So when the mind takes on a disposition that is not natural to me, to my nature, to myself, I want to bring the mind home, back to me. Because it's isolated and lost out there. I need to bring it home. Just relax and just be with your own presence. It's me. All beings want to be home. They want to just be themselves. We still have self-ignorance. We can simulate that by making the buddhi. An inner friend, someone who is peaceful, who is shanti, whose nature is very resonant with me. That's why our friends help us to calm down, so I can get myself back. Our friends give us space to be. Help us get back to ourself. All beings want that space to be and want help to get back to themselves. Continue to let your body relax, your mind relax, focusing gently on your own presence. Imagine first giving your body, mind, little ones inside, space to be, the right to be, helping them to get back to their own being, to enjoy the self that you are. Notice how vitally important that is for you. How much you appreciate those people that allow you that space to be and are helpful to you maintaining it. Now imagine yourself giving others that space to be. Giving them permission to be. Being helpful if you can. But allowing them to be. Enjoying them as they are. And giving all beings the space to be. So if people walk into the room, you are in no way a problem. You try to give that space to be internally as well as externally.